Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We continue through the Monday edition of the Pat Miller Program. I have a guest online here. It's kind of a special guest to me for several reasons. Some of them I'll probably get into. But we have talked with Marlon Stutzman forever and a day with a lot of the sojourns of his life. Occasionally, his wife, Christy, would be on with us. But she's here with us today for a totally different reason. So let's welcome her. Christy, hi. Welcome to the Pat Miller Program.
Hi, Pat. It's good to be on with you on WoWo.
Well, it's good to have you here. I need to tell you, and let me just set everything up here. This Wednesday, it'll be 2 weeks ago that we heard the horrific news about Jackie Walorski. Before we get to your news that came out today, because you served where your husband was a U.S. representative and actually worked side by side with Jackie, and then after he left Congress, and you guys have purchased some businesses. By the way, if you folks don't go over to the Barnes in Napanee and see some of the plays and musicals they do, you are really missing it. I mean, we saw something the other night that was ready for just off Broadway, and I'm not kidding. It was absolutely amazing. But he worked with Jackie Walorski. You knew Jackie Walorski, and when you guys moved to be closer to some of your business interests there, she was actually your congresswoman. So there in the 2nd District, yeah. What was it like being represented by somebody like Jackie Walorski?
Well, you know, Marlon had been through a lot of battles with her at the State House as far as, like, they battled together. They were battle buddies during Mitch Daniels' administration, and just had a lot of cool stories that they worked together on. But when they went to Congress, you know, it's a little bit different, and you don't see each other as often.
Yeah.
And so you've got your districts, and you've got your committees that you're working on, and all that stuff. And so you get a little busy, but the Indiana delegation hung together, and they always got together regularly. There was Bible studies that they were in together as well, but to be represented by such a strong woman and a voice for a strong voice, you know, for District 2, but also just a fighter. She was a force of nature. And so that was just thrilling to me. I'd always admired the way she ran her campaigns and the way she just has held herself out there as the champion for the small guy.
Yeah.
That's what she was. And she fought for veterans. For so many issues that I was passionate about. So I was thrilled to have her as my congresswoman.
Well, and you know, I can tell you that from the first time I met her, she was never my representative, but I viewed her in that exact same light. And I'm just wondering, and I'm just thinking in my own head, and we'll talk through this, if maybe the 2nd District is ready for another strong woman. Why don't you talk to me about the announcement that you made at noon today?
Well, you know, like you said, it's been a long week and a half after the news broke of her just untimely death, and I think we've all been in shock. It just doesn't seem real, you know. And now we've been put into a situation where we're forced to hold a caucus. I feel way too soon, but because of the way the rules and laws work, we have to find a replacement on the ballot by a certain deadline.
Yeah. Now the caucus is this Saturday, right?
Right. It's this Saturday.
Yeah, so that is quick.
Right. It's really quick. And we're still grieving, you know, and it's hard to say goodbye to someone like Jackie or Zach Potts, who was incredible chairman, doing an incredible job, and then just the sharp young lady, Emma Thompson. So, but, you know, after some careful consideration and some fast praying and some CD counsel, Marla and I feel like when we looked at, you know, the possibility of who might run, that I bring a lot to the table that's very uniquely qualifies me to step into these shoes. And believe me, no one can ever take Jackie's place. But to step into this seat and be a fighter from day one. And so I announced today that I'm going to be running for the seat in this caucus on Saturday. And I just kind of shared a little bit about, you know, why I'm running. And Marlon and I, when we looked at it, we're like, this is so weird because we have been through this same exact scenario, this caucus situation and a special election before.
I covered that last week when Mark Sauter had to bow out and relinquish his office when Marlon was chosen by caucus, which was held back then in Columbia City. He won on the second ballot, and he had to be picked first to finish out the term that was still running. So with Jackie Walorski, her term ends January the 1st. So that has to be filled. Then they have to decide who's going to be on the ballot to run in the election to decide who's going to serve the next full term. And it was for a totally different reason. But the scenario of the caucuses, Christy, you're right. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. It's almost uncanny. And, you know, the whole scenario that happens to the person who wins it, when they win in November, they are sent directly to D.C.
Yep.
We were sworn in. Marlon was sworn in. He was handed a voting card, and he was told, get to the floor. We need your vote. At that time, Nancy Pelosi was sending money out the door like you wouldn't believe, trying to hide it in all these bureaucracies and different places so the Republicans couldn't touch it. So it was something that I will never forget, that experience. And not just that, but I have been an advocate on Capitol Hill myself for Live Action and Lila Rose. And I have talked to members of Congress and set up meetings with them and set up press conferences and things like that. But I've also done a lot of work on the state level, state legislation. And so I bring a wealth of knowledge of both state and federal legislative process to the table. But I think the other thing that's very important when you go out to the swamp that is Washington, D.C., that you're ready to fight and you know who to link arms with.
Yep.
And you know who not to.
Yep. And they're not, and the enemy is not always somebody with a D, and a friend is not always somebody with an R.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you can't learn that without experience. And that's what I bring to the table, is the working knowledge of Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, and who's friend or foe, and then how to get things done. We need someone to be effective. I mean, District 2 is not going to have a representative in Congress for 2 months. So we need someone who can hit the ground running from day one, and I believe I bring that to the table.
Yeah, that's a big gap to fill. Is Marlon there in the room listening to you?
No, he's not.
Okay, well, then I'm safe to say this. You know, when it came to his speeches and stuff, you wrote all his best stuff, okay? And and I've told him that to his face myself.
I don't know about that.
You are... And in your business, with the businesses that you have, the turnaround that you have done at the Barnes, both the restaurants and the theaters, especially the way you weathered COVID COVID could have wiped you guys out. It could have absolutely destroyed you. And yet, when we were there Saturday, it was practically a full theater. It was great. The production was great. And I thought, Christy kept this thing afloat, and it is a gem. The Barnes Restaurant is a gem in northern Indiana, and because of you and Marlon, that's there. And I think that's the same tenacity. If I know you as well as I think I do, you carry the same tenacity if the people vote you to be their representative from the 2nd District, and I think that would be a very smart move. That's exactly what they'll get on the floor of the House.
Yeah, it was one of the hardest decisions, but also one of the easiest decisions that I've had to make, to resign from my state rep position in order to make sure that we didn't lose the Barnes at Napanee.
Yep.
And 100 jobs.
Yep.
We were employing 100 people. I could not sit at the state house in good conscience and let that go down and lay off 100 people.
Right.
And it was critical mass.
Yeah, no, that's
so
exactly right.
It was all
right.
Hands on deck, and I teased Marlon. I said, you know, if you come to concessions when Marlon and Christy were working it in the last 2.5 years, you get the congressional special. You know, I mean, we were doing everything we knew how to do to keep that place open, and it's really come back, and it's stabilized. We've got a great – I'm so proud of my team there. I mean, we have got a great team, and they're just cooking with gas right now and ready for, you know, some type of break from Washington. And I want to go to Washington, and I want to say, hey, you know what? I'm coming from the front lines of small business, and this can't ever, ever happen again.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
We cannot weather something like this again.
Yeah, first time I met you, I was so impressed with you. Christy calls me one day and said that her husband, Marlon, who I had heard of, I had never met him, but he was running, I think at that time, he was transitioning from the Indiana House to the Indiana Senate, and there was that beautiful farm just north of Kendallville. And out there in their barn, you were having a great big activity, barbecue and all the other stuff. But this shows me that you were very intuitive and smart. Christy said, we want you to come up. And I'm like, I can't really make a speech for this guy. I don't know him that well. And she goes, we want you to come up to be one of the taste testers for the pie contest. And I was like, yes! Yeah. So,
so judge the pie contest.
Yeah.
You know.
But we had a great time there. You, Marlon, and I became fast friends. And you say, okay, now you say that on the air, but how good of friends were you? Here's how good of friends we were. Christy and Marlon and their two sons were in our living room until 1 o'clock in the morning on the night that the Chicago Cubs won the World Series back in 2016.
Yes,
that
we
is a
were.
Friendship.
That was a sweet night.
Yeah. Well, get ready for this, Christy. I don't know if you know this or not. That's not going to happen this year, just so you're aware.
What?
we're not going to win this year. So if in fact, and folks, here's what happens. The precinct committee chairman, all from all over the second district, will come together for their caucus. That's this Saturday. Christy and others who might have a decision saying they think they want to run for the office will have their chance. I think you have timed presentations, and I think they're identical. And you make your case before those people. Then they vote. And if nobody gets the majority, then the least vote getter falls off, and then they vote again. Isn't that correct?
Yes. That's right, until someone gets 50 plus one.
Yeah, and so that will happen. And if you're listening to me and you're up in the second district, if you are a precinct committee person, you need to look long and hard at Christy Stutzman, because she, in my view, and I'm just telling you, I don't think anybody could step into that seat with the same tenacity that Jackie did. Nobody could do it other than Christy Stutzman. If you're not a precinct committee person, but you know who your precinct committee person is, don't be obnoxious or anything, but just drop them a line, drop them an email. Hey, I understand this Saturday. I'm really hoping you'll think of Christy Stutzman, because Christy, this is really important, because we can't afford to start losing the conservative advantage that we've enjoyed. I said it to Marlon last week when we were talking about Jackie after her death. I've never seen two congressional districts that back up like twins to each other more than Indiana's second and Indiana's third. We knew all about you guys. You guys know all about us. And it's just a tremendous thing. And I'm going to feel like I'm going to lose my best friend if we don't get you into the second district.
Well, thanks so much, Pat. That means a lot. You know, I mean, it's a great district. And I think Jackie and Zach both were working very hard to solidify that district two to be a red district, because it was a swing district. You know, back when Jackie was first elected, it was considered a swing district.
Right.
So it's really important to keep this in Republican hands, and you're going to need somebody who knows what they're doing, who has a network to fundraise, to campaign, to work it hard, and to understand what the needs are of the second district. But I tell you what, I think people are scared right now with what's coming down the pike from Washington. And that is my main priority right now, is making sure that I can get out there and I can be a part of, you know, Marlon was a founding member of the Freedom Caucus.
Right.
And I was just talking to Jim Jordan the other day, and he's really excited that I'm running, and has been so encouraging about this. And there's others too, Scott Perry and others that are have been very, very encouraging about this. So I was actually talking to Jim Banks too about this race. He's very interested to see, you know, what's going on, and know all the, you know, the inner workings of what we're doing. And so we're eager to keep going. But I think this is the fastest congressional race I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's pretty much a week, in order to make a decision. So those PUCs, you know, it'd be really good just to talk to your friends and neighbors and kind of get their take. But yeah, I'd appreciate their consideration for sure.
Well, here's my prediction. Two things, actually three. Number one, I think you win this seat. I think you win it to finish out this year. I think you win it to be on the ballot in November. Secondly, I think that when you get to the floor, you will not be a representative that just sits on your hands. I think you'll be respectful, mm-hmm. but I also think you'll be proud and loud about what matters to the 2nd District in Washington, D.C. And number three, for payment for having you on today, I think you're going to make sure I get a peach pie from a certain mother-in-law of yours.
Yes, I think she has received the order.
I saw her at the Barnes on Saturday, and I said, oh, by the way, and she got this look in her face and kind of half rolled her eyes like, okay, I know what's coming. So
he knows what's coming.
It's the best peach pie on the planet,
like,
isn't it?
Sarah's peach pie. It is. There's nothing like Sarah's peach pie.
It is amazing.
Yeah,
hey, listen,
amazing.
I'm sorry for the circumstances that has brought this about. I'm grateful that when circumstances took out a terrific congresswoman, we now have the great opportunity in Indiana to have another great congresswoman from the 2nd District, and I find that in Christy Stutzman. Christy, thank you very much for today. We'll talk again, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Pat. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. You take care.
Podcasts by Federated Media.